35th Annual Low Moon Retreat continues with an 8:30 a.m. adventure, Palace Pages and Protecting Them, on the way to visit Lord Zal.
Tommy, can you hand me that part?
I'm willing to. The park house.
We have that giant thing. The ship fit. That's a bit. Screw it, don't worry. No, it's a large. No, stun. We'll take it. We'll take it home. It's probably because they have this and a thick shirt under it.
Why did you say that?
I'm wearing a blue.
That wasn't even a bad
shirt. That's fine.
Okay, everybody ready? Roll for surprise.
Alright, I will.
It's not fair, I
don't
want to do something.
Neither do I.
Whenever my dad says that, I stop jumping, especially when I'm going face to face with him.
Every time he says that, I think the surprise roll dice is, and I'm like, I should be surprised.
D6.
He's like, roll for surprise. Caitlin's like, yes.
Caitlin's like, what?
Yes.
Color me surprise.
They'll ever roll surprise on the deer. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that out the very, very hard way.
Let me guess, he did it. Let me guess, he did it.
Why is not you like that?
Because there's two comments. Like I said, I'm both going to stay here just in case.
Watch your ass.
That's how they go. They look fine. The reason it's out of here is going to be the only one that heads off.
What if two people went down?
Does everybody here have pens?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Are you covered?
Does anybody need pens?
You know Jake?
Yeah. Dude, this is like almost a whole orphan's
bar.
I just assumed you were new on all watching.
Cat's missing. New one with the cat.
That's up to you.
I don't know my levels. I'm all there.
Okay. Yep. We are recording. Yes. You will not need your phone. No one's going to call you. We're going to be on another plane.
You reach it.
Okay. So a few pieces of housework that we got to do real quick. Real quick, if you got magic items that you do not know, I'm going to give you color coding. So pull out your cards that you may have had from last night.
Cool. You finally get to know if my stuff is magical or not.
Okay, yeah, I was a palette. Yeah. Did you look at the back of it? Yeah, the effect of a jump spell. What did I say? Limited duration. That's what it was. Something like that. What the rating was. Three rounds, maybe. Okay. So it's really the magic. If you have a magic item that tells you on the back what it does, then you don't need me. If you have an item that is just a sword or an item, and it has color, like it'll have a pink background or a black border or it'll have a purple background, or you have to use that. Okay. So those are the ones that you need me for. If you have a red background, and so whoever background. You have a red background. If you're from Palace Pages. Okay, so those are all master craftsmanship, which means they are plus one. Let me do it there. So this is plus one to hit. Is that plus one to hit? And that's plus one to damage. Okay, so write that down in your character sheet so you know for later. All right, and we all got a red background. Alright, so put your characters from Origins. So that is, those are plus three magic.
Plus two magic.
Okay, and how many did that say?
It was just one, right?
Bless you.
Unless Dorothy has a lot of the MDs.
Well, a lot of people play double two characters. Oh, the book is edible. Yes, the book is edible. I don't have my Play-Doh. I have a short sword. No, look, Corey, I'm serious. It's a little bit customized. It doesn't have like more design on it. Oh yeah, look. That must have been. No, I don't know what happened. I'm not asking about it. Nobody has it. That's the thing. The one that he has, the actual exact one.
Four shots your head while you're wearing that.
I'm trying to be positive here. I'm trying to be realistic.
He's Victor. Jim is Victor. Josh is whatever that is.
Jake.
I can't.
It's sideways.
Sideways.
I can read it much faster.
Yeah. J-A. That's Ron. Ron. Then the Jake is my dad. Then Ron is Caitlin is Caitlin, how do you pronounce your character?
Clue.
That's gonna work up for how to understand it.
This is
my sword out.
Anybody else? Are we good?
Wait, I have two free swords. I'm allergic to the sun.
I'm a sun.
That's right. Every time I step outside, I sneeze. Or I'm in the stomach.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
So Ryan uses a shield.
No, man.
Thank you. It's funny.
Look, this is one of his friends.
Murder. This is his other friend.
All of his friends are killing him.
Dot
more.
Yeah. Stab him to the eyeball.
Put him in the yellow eyeball.
And then there's two more. This one is not really technically a sword. It's a sheep and a sword. Not that guy, he's major.
Like Frank Frog.
No.
No,
I need that.
Can't use it.
I need that to beat him.
As a short.
I know, I need that to beat him.
You know what? The
looks funny. Eat it.
Do I have to
stop right here? Oh, lunch.
No, we're recording. We've been recording for about. Give me all my stuff. You are. Hold on. I have to.
Page, so that means it's plus two to damage. So this one of the short sword, black background, over page. Plus one to hit and damage. Plus one to hit. Yep. Not that, that's the other one was master craftsmanship, right? So that's the only actual magical one.
Giving all
the
reaction
plus
one. Okay. Other housekeeping. If I could have everybody's with me. All right. So about 35 years ago or so, we started playing this game, and really the only people that are around since that time are me and James, pretty much. And we started with a game where there was not a lot of magic. It was kind of a medieval setting with knights and so on. Here, we pushed that with everything. Obviously it has metamorphosed over the period of time. Now, roughly 30 years ago, hold on, I'm going to say 26, no, 28 years ago, I became a Christian. At that time, I had to ask myself whether or not Low Moon was going to continue, because I served Jesus, that's what I did, right? When Ron came to the church and started the Christian Games team, we decided that we would use Low Moon as part of that ministry. So that's what you're actually doing, is playing Christian Games team, Low Moon. Okay? So this is something new. I don't mean to offend anybody, so here we go. Proverbs 16:25 says this: there is a way that seems right unto a man, but it leads unto death. Okay? So a way is a series of choices. It might be one choice, or it might be a whole bunch of choices. It doesn't matter. And the fact that it seems right unto a man but leads to death means we can decide whether a way is good for us or not. That's what the Bible says. So you can look at it and go, is this a good choice? Is this a bad choice? Is this series of choices good or bad? But it also says that you might think a series of choices is good, but actually it's bad, and that happens. And then Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So Jesus is saying that while you might think a way is good when actually it's bad, I can show you the way. I can be the way for you to take you where you're trying to get to. So that's what Jesus really came to do. Take you off the way that you think is good, but is actually bad, and put you on the way that really gets you where you want to go. Okay? So that's what that's all about. That's, in a sense, what my life is all about. I don't know that there will be another Bible review. I sure hope there will be. I like to do this, ongoing. I enjoy it. I hope you're having fun. It's been good. But what I do know for sure is that today, tomorrow, next week, whatever, I'll be on the way that Jesus put me on, and that way it does not lead to death. And so if you have any questions about that, concerns about that, whatever, I'm available to talk to you about that in reality. But now for a little bit of alternate reality, okay? When we met last night, you purposed yourselves to go to Lord Zal, who is the ruler, one of the rulers, the lords of the demiplane of storms. Okay? To do so, you will use the mirror. The mirror formerly belonged to Candace, who was Lady Charlotte's mother and Lord Ryan's wife. She passed away some years ago, and the mirror was in storage, and then you took it out of storage. While you are doing that, the other group, which will play this afternoon, is off to try to rescue a female Donalai, a wife of the precipice, so that they can possibly place the cap. That does not give you where the cap is or where the nexus is or get the job done. That'll have to be forthcoming yet. Okay?
In the meantime, those who were left behind, a couple of key players and peoples that you know, and Princess Angela are going to move to the what's called Adventure Island. Adventure Island appeared off the coast of Diamond Cove and Southern Miss Cove, just out of nowhere, appeared. It doesn't normally happen to those islands. A few years ago, and a settlement has begun there. People from who are settling there, and militias forming, temples are building, that kind of thing. And it kind of falls under the auspices of Diamond Cove. And there's a big debate as to who will actually run it and rule it for Lomu. Okay? And so they will go there, which is outside the reach of the temporal anomalies, they think, and outside the reach of the storms, which means if you leave, they're going to take the, after you leave and go into the mirror, they're going to take the mirror with them to Adventure Island. So when you come back out of the mirror, theoretically, you'll be coming back to Adventure Island, not to Diamond Cove. If all works as planned, that's how it'll happen. Okay? Otherwise, you'll come back to wherever. Caleb, would you grab that mirror, please? So we have the prop of the actual mirror that you are going to be entering the plane of.
Definitely playing storms through, don't pay any attention to a crazy thing.
Don't look behind the curtain. Okay. There's the mirror. Okay. So we're gonna set the mirror right over here in front of the pages.
Yeah.
They love props more than anybody else. We all love props, but they love them the most. Okay? So you gather around the mirror. The others are still off preparing themselves. Angela is present. If anyone had any last questions or statements for her, and Yura is also present, and Precipice is present. But and Yura and Precipice are going to the Dragon Lair shortly, so they are pretty much ready. And Angela, oh, and Charlotte's here. Obviously, she's going with you, and as are the Weavers. Okay. Last questions.
If possible,
yes.
Sword team would like to seek out somebody who is capable of answering the question, and he wants to ask them should they be willing, whether or not he's able to correct that.
Okay, like Audrey, I think. Okay. So would he have done that immediately after that meeting that we had last night, or would he be doing that last minute now before?
Probably immediately.
Is this the next day?
I know, this is the same night, but it's later. Like middle of the night. Yeah, I know there's no time for whole days to pass. Yes, thank you for that.
So that means no time for the daily training?
No. Okay. Alright, so yes, you could have easily done that. You prefer to ask Athena or
Hecate. Probably Hecate, but it really.
So we'll assume the question is asked. And to be clear, you're asking, is it right that I should go on the quest to the planet?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Okay. Thinking my question was too open.
You already did. Okay, so clarification, Ophelia is in the room as well. She is a young, very physical archer from the looks of her. She's got a bow and about 40 arrows on her back. She also has a sword, but the bow is obviously the prominent feature. Light armor. She stays near Xavier. Apparently they have an attachment. And she is going along. So it's all of you, plus Charlotte, plus Ophelia. Are we missing anybody? Last chance. Okay, so who will activate the mirror? Charlotte is willing to do it.
I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Do you know the command words?
Nope.
Is there anyone in this room who already knows the command words?
That would be
Quinn. Yes, Quinn. Yeah. All right. So you don't have to activate the mirror, but it will be helpful that you have the command words to get back home when the time goes. So you have someone to get you back home. So that's helpful.
Yeah.
Do you want Quinn to activate the mirror? Probably would be bad practice.
Ratu, Rasa.
I, it's like, I am friend of Zol.
It was show me Zol when she said it. Okay. Alright, so she steps up, touches the mirror.
I step behind Jake.
Can I memorize? Can I try to memorize what you can say?
Yes, absolutely. Roll spell craft minus 8.
Okay. I roll a 1.
Nice. Okay, so you have memorized. Or...
Maybe
nice. Preferably that old one that's over there. The on the table, the dice. The open dice, right there next to the water bottle. Okay.
So when she does that, there's a bunch of water coming out of the mirror and it goes back inside. Okay. No face appears in the mirror.
Oh.
Okay. However, because your intent was to actually transport, and that was what you're all trying to do, everyone feels slightly drawn toward the mirror. Like you just feel like almost pulled. Like gravity, but instead of down. Like if you just lean forward slightly, you'd be getting past your center of balance. Okay? So who's going through the mirror first?
I'll do it.
Chiron puts his helmet on.
Okay. Dan steps out to go through the mirror and somebody else jumps in front of him and goes.
Chiron
goes. Okay. Alright, so the exact order doesn't matter, but people are moving toward the mirror, so you're comfortable. Anybody uncomfortable in deciding to bail at the last second? Alright.
I'm not bailing.
So, the cessation of transporting to the mirror. The cessation of transporting to the mirror is about like a water slide if you've ever ridden one, but it's very short, like 5 seconds. And there's a rushing sound of water, and from the moment that you are through, you hear the sound of water in the background at all times. I forget what you said.
Oh, God, I'm inside.
Okay, so we're inside the mirror now.
Yes. That question I forgot to ask, would we be conventional and sort of structural?
On my hand, on my hands.
Yeah, everybody can be considered a fullness.
Daniel will march in and ask it, is there anything that you know about the plane of storms that could be pertinent? I mean, things besides like lightning and things of that nature.
Okay, so you ask the first question, he says, oh yeah, it's very dangerous.
What?
That devil mirror stuck into the mirror!
I thought this was on the other side of the mirror.
This is Jeremy. He goes, is there anything you know? He steps up, he's firing his head, he goes,
this gets shoved in the mirror.
Yeah. At the last second, he turns to run away, but fails. And it's sucked in. Okay. Yeah, and then on the other side of the mirror, you will say, there's a war raging between the demiplane of storms and the elemental plane of water, some of the lords where the two meet. So that's what's particularly dangerous, is it possibly get wrapped up in that.
There's a war going on.
But whatever method of transport you're using to get there should protect them from.
Convey that to everyone.
Okay. Yeah, so you arrive at a room. A little too small for your number, so it's tight, your shoulder to shoulder. Standing in ankle deep water. The water is warm, so it's not freezing cold. You're not in any danger of hypothermia. It feels like it's probably about 85-90 degrees.
I'm getting wet.
Okay, so
Where is it talking? I
don't
know. Alright, so then arriving in ankle deep water, it's outdoor, it was floating slightly above the water. The room temperature is probably 75 degrees, so there's a distinct difference between the water and the room temperature. It's much looking in every direction, you see walls and curtains, if you will, of water. So the walls of the room are made up of water that is flowing down into the water at your feet.
That seems cool.
Okay. And when you look up, the ceiling is composed of like mist, like steam, if you will, foggy mist. Okay. There does not appear to be an entrance or an exit to the room. There's no way in or out. So you're all kind of like in this room. There's room enough that if everybody's...
The Prince Albert series on Kindle features Prince Albert, the young errant prince of the kingdom Geoff.
Nice about you, you can put your elbows out, but that's about it. Okay. That being said, you then hear a voice that says, "Did you think that you could enter my realm without my permission?"
Yeah, pretty much.
No, it does not sound like the person that you heard yesterday. Of course, you are on this plane now, theoretically. We mean no offense. However, we've been summoned here by Zal. My prisoner Zal summons no one unless he was asking to be rescued. Which case, this attempt at his rescue has failed. Meet your end. At which point in time, the water at your feet begins to bubble, and serpents made of water rise up around you.
Apparently we're in the wrong neighborhood.
Roll for surprise! Jake?
Hey, Ryan, you're right.
What do you roll for surprise?
D6, surprise on a 1 or a 2.
Her because she's surprised. Grandpa.
It's kind of obvious that I'm not surprised considering
I've seen that
movie. I can't get surprised.
I am. I'm surprised.
I step in front of Rose. I draw my sword and step in front of Rosie.
That's your dad. I'm surprised. Yeah, that's your dad.
Dan. 3.
That's your dad. I got a 2.
I got a 1. Grandpa.
You roll a 1,
me.
And your dex is what?
15, 96.
So no.
She's surprised.
So we have 3 segments of surprise on Chiron.
I step in front of Rosie.
And roll a 1 also.
Yeah.
And then I roll between you like that.
So that's
got you.
Surprise. So you've got 3 segments. You've got 2 segments and roll a 1.
I roll a 2.
Roll a 2 and dex 1 is coming.
I roll my 2 and half for nothing. Those are my 1 dex.
So 1.
She's
2.
Surprised. Wait, what about her?
Okay. What?
She's surprised. About
surprise
her.
Also. Good roll.
Roll 1 and dex bonus.
Should roll 5 higher.
Well, I'm stepping in front of. All right. Stepping in front of Rosie.
If you are not surprised, roll initiative. D6 and dex bonus.
15. I rolled a 4.
7. Okay. There appears to be exactly 2 serpents for each of you, including the surprised people.
Why?
Okay. They're not huge. They rise up about 3 feet tall. They're about 6 inches in diameter. They're big for a snake, small for an elemental. So, okay. There are roughly 2, including every surprised person between the you. If the surprise
she's
like Pyron surprised 3 seconds, she's got 2 serpents that are gonna be attacking him for the next 3 seconds. That's gonna be ugly fast. Show your staff and get along.
Just curl around my stick.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna go kind of everybody at the same time.
So we can keep this moving because this is not meant to be an hour-long encounter. Okay. So
if you roll better than 4 on your initiative, you may attack.
I attack.
There's no bow fire, no missile fire, because everybody's elbow to elbow. Okay.
I swing my short sword.
Yeah.
No. What are you swinging at?
Barbara.
What are the serpents?
I'm not casting missile.
What's that?
Okay.
Here, use the water bottle. I'll just get another water bottle. Yeah. I said no one was hurt.
Dan, do you want to use one of your spells against the bank?
Yes, my spells are right here. Yeah, and I press it.
Will that affect everybody? Same thing for you to water?
No, that's like
it's like a shield thing.
You need a much heavier.
Well, realistically,
aren't you? Don't you
this is probably pure water, which is actually quite a bad thing.
Well, pure water actually quite down to being your atmosphere.
It's a very bad.
Wait, what do you do for
the water?
They actually from the water itself.
Looks like a 9.
Okay, and then are you specialized or are you proficient?
I'm specialized.
You're specialized?
Listen.
You could just be proficient.
It's on each other.
Should be right.
So this is, like I said, I don't know how to do it.
In this room,
oh, it's okay.
But much less bigger.
That's just where your weapons are. Dan, is he specialized?
No, he's a cavalry.
Oh, okay, that's true. Is it you getting it for like weapon of choice or anything like that?
He's first level.
Okay, so you're on 18. So you hit AC 1.
Yes.
Yep. So he gets you AC 1. What's your problem?
Do your damage versus mistake. Go ahead. You got over 4 on AC.
I did it.
What's the AC? Or he got AC 1.
That
was
not
your
first one.
I'm gonna try to hit the snake.
Oh, you guys. This is my short sword.
Well, wait,
oh, I'm using this short
sword.
What is that? Is that a plus 2? 1?
No. Yeah.
You say plus 1 to hit?
Right here, plus 1 to hit and damage.
Okay, so you actually hit AC 0.
What's that?
No, you hit AC 1, so you have a 0 attack. Lower is better. You hit AC 1. So how you figure it out is take 20, or subtract, take 19 minus whatever you roll. That's what you hit, okay?
AC
1. Because you get one, you start at 20 because you're a level 1 fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And then
did I roll four small?
You have nothing from strength yet. You don't get anything from strength until.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So, short swords are a d6. So you go ahead and roll that. Okay. So that'll be that plus 1 for the sword.
But two.
So,
yep. I need 2 damage.
So you say it's one. If it's just hit, you take 2 damage.
I wanted to make sure it wasn't
good. Okay.
Okay, I'm hitting. Grandpa.
So he rolled AC 1 and rolled
2
damage.
I want to try to strike it.
Okay.
Alright. So I think everybody was hitting. I'm casting.
By her.
I'm confused.
Ain't no way you guys are going
to get
even 20 minutes.
Okay.
There's no way.
We're going to save the 10 on
Let's go to sleep. I take this in my hand.
You
like that? No, there's dice in there. No, I can't. This is how you do it. You pop it out. Draw your sword again. People be like in the fighting.
So roll your point.
I'm a natural sword, I can't say.
Plus 1.
Nice. Okay, so
magic missiles, probably the flashiest thing. Several sorcerer strikes, damage each time.
I don't want to ask them with someone.
Okay. Xavier killed both of the snakes on him before, in the surprise segment one, he killed both of the snakes. Don kills one of her.
If I remember, we had
started. Okay. So the eight, or so the 10 dies, the eight is still there, but it was bad.
I remember we had a surprise segment.
Sword is drawn.
Although it does solve the problem in 3 seconds, probably.
My staff is
yeah,
nothing else will.
Surprise.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, how much was it?
Gotcha.
Four total.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's still there, but it did get sliced. Okay, and Selena, the palace page, one of the serpents on her, she raises a hand, and there's a flash of dust, and the dust fills the water, and the serpent goes down dead. But there's still one left.
That was my
okay. Now we're at four. Where are you the only person that's actually in four? Anybody else in four? Okay. So you guys take your attack. It'll be simultaneous.
Roll good.
I don't know.
It missed you.
Are they like right by us or are
they? Yeah, they rose up right around each person.
I have my dagger.
Okay. Go ahead.
Seven.
What's your?
I have my shield.
Cool.
You just need more dice, or?
Where's this one?
You need ibuprofen. Okay, here we go. Figure out the damage. It is a miss.
Okay.
I'm not very good dice roll. Okay, I'm gonna go around very fast. Here we go. Starting here. Surprise, Rosie. Both missed. Dan did not kill his. One hit.
Ow.
5 points of damage. Uh-oh, Dan's in trouble.
Oof.
Does that put you at zero?
No.
Oh, that's right, you got your first
one. I have 11.
Yeah, so Dan's half dead. Halfway to unconsciousness.
I'm six.
Okay, Selena, fine. A stirred. Both missed. Deer mood.
Good point, I don't have a button.
Both missed.
Dorkian.
Now, force ball, you're casting currently. Okay. Both. Okay, both missed.
Wait, how many damage? Five?
Chiron. First shield parry. You can still, no, you can't shield parry while you're surprised, sorry. Okay, both missed. Klum, the second one. Hit. 4 points of damage. Dawn, the second one. Missed.
Oh, wait, I have a shield. I
forgot. Xavier doesn't have any. Brunson.
Oh, didn't Xavier call his?
Both missed. Jake. Oh, one. You killed one, so one missed. Missed Jake. And Victor. One hit, believe it or not. 2 points.
That's surprising.
Okay. Anybody with an issue after four is surprising at what?
I draw my shield.
Okay, second attacks can go. Go ahead and roll your second attack now.
Wait, you can attack twice?
All you use the plane sword. That's what you're
taking the hand off. Second session. Hold up, grab a.
Yes, there
now. You get more attacks as you level up.
Oh, what can I do?
And 10 damage over. Right, Halo. You get more attacks as you level up.
Yeah.
They're not hanging up on me yet.
Yeah. You'll get another one.
You'll get.
So we don't get to attack.
No, you already attacked the second time. They've just been
shielded. Okay, my attack was pretty great.
Yeah.
I like
that. Unfortunately, you only had one.
I don't know what my X is, though.
It's definitely not.
You got to write down it somehow destroyed a water server, and then it figured out. There was dust, then it destroyed a water server. That's what you know.
Sandstorm.
He knows.
Sandstorm.
Okay, so Jake killed the second one. Dawn killed the second one.
It's not.
Dawn has no snakes. Xavier has no snakes. Killed the second one?
Yes.
Jake has no snakes.
Anybody else? Actually, no, wait, there were. I don't know.
One.
I probably do. Do you want to end
it though?
Yep. Without a surprise.
Oh. Yep. Okay. Second surprise segment.
What? Yeah.
Before you make your next attack.
Yeah.
So if you want to move to help somebody else in the room because we have not denoted position.
Actually, I'll move to help Dan. So we'll see if the only one that got hit.
Yeah, and you leave it.
I'm not that little, okay?
Okay,
the way they're handled
takes a while.
Yes, Joe.
Because that looks like
it's on the spot. I have two questions.
Not little.
One, is it possible that I would have remembered to put up a rear view shield before we entered this room?
No.
Okay,
two more.
Is it possible that I could have. How tall is the ceiling?
20 feet.
Could I fly up like 8 feet before I start casting?
I'm on surprise segment.
It would, you know, cost you. Instead of being done at the end of the third segment, you go into the next round.
Can I draw my shield?
No, I'm surprised. It was 6 seconds. If you fly up in the end, it's like 3 seconds.
So it's at the end of the third segment anyway.
But you can fly while casting.
Yeah.
So if you want, I'll assume they did attack you and missed. So I'll assume now you're up.
All right, I'll do that.
So you start casting and you're flying. That's the nice thing about fly spells is you can fly and cast.
Okay. Is it? Right. Is there enough room for me to draw my sword? Shield.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So I reach out for the shield.
So anyway, if you're moving to help someone else, you'll need to make a dex check. It's basically your.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
It's tight to maneuver and there's snakes everywhere.
I step to go in the frozen.
No.
But I don't need help.
I can't run up the skies.
Dex or lower, right?
I'll help you.
So if you're moving to help someone else, go ahead and roll that now and also roll initiative.
How do you roll?
Who had only 1 second?
I rolled a one out of one
dice. So you're no longer surprised. Yes. You're no longer surprised.
Wait, my surprise.
What do I have to roll to move? Surprise. I'm still surprised.
Yes.
You have 2 seconds surprise. So you got this one yet, you're still surprised. Okay. The next time you're not.
What do I do to move?
Yes. If you're trying to help somebody else, which you really can't do, you gotta help yourself. So.
Rosie is behind me for some reason.
No, I'm in front of you.
Right.
Still surprised.
Okay, so snakes will go in 5 this time. Anybody better than 5?
You're better than 5.
I'm in 5.
You are exactly.
Look how beautiful the angel is. Look how beautiful the angel is. It has no eyes.
Are you attacking? So it's the same dice, so you roll a d20.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll that. Okay, so you're going to take 19 minus that. So it's AC12. You're probably.
You have initiative on the move.
So just keep it like that, but you're probably.
No, yeah, I
rolled
10 on my
dice.
Okay. And then you roll 7.
Roll that. Okay, 2 just in case, but.
Yeah, you got an initiative over 5. You're rolling your attack.
What are you getting?
Yeah, am I able to use my accident?
No. One time a day.
Yeah. Each spell is
one. Oh, yeah, exactly.
So you can sleep and meditate.
Yeah.
No.
I did. I wrote down
AC
12. Destroy Robinson.
Yeah, AC 12, and you roll 7. But assuming AC 12 hits, it probably doesn't hit.
Anybody over 5?
Oh, I mean, he got 5.
I got 3.
I have 5 exactly.
Okay, I got 3.
Low initiatives is round. Okay. All right, so snakes go in 5. So who's in 5?
Me.
You're in 5. Go ahead.
I can block my shields.
Okay, so.
Xavier.
He's moving to help you.
Were we supposed to re-roll and shoot when we were moving? That was moving to help Darian in the next segment. So we don't ever re-roll this. Okay.
Yep.
So then, yeah, I'm second. So then you're going to hit. I hit it and got 18. Okay. 18 damage. Yeah, okay. So you killed one of the snakes that was on there. So you have 1 snake left.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Also, be careful.
Only one.
No.
Thanks, Xavier. Thanks for your time. How old are you, Dad?
I got a 18 to hit, which I hit.
Just soup like right
there. I'm 105 years old. I will.
What old is you?
We're all older than you.
That's sad.
Yeah, still Rico. Well, Rico, but Odo.
He's not trying to hurt himself.
All right,
52. I need my own.
Well, so is Rico, so is
Odo. I'm just going to turn behind my two of
them. All three of them. One that are
hard to
win. You have no
taste on here. No taste. Okay. You're the one that's surprised.
Shut up, don't look right here.
As Jake moves to defense, Lena, he's got his shield extended and his sword drawn. You see a white bubble of energy that comes down his arm and it extends out as he's moving toward him. That energy gets there before he does. Okay?
That's cool.
And then,
Jake.
Draw your sword, kill one of the snakes on Dance, and Dance down to one.
I
Anybody else in this?
Yeah,
we're going to
the
second one.
We're
going to slant too. Okay. But you didn't get higher than 5 initiative.
Right? I'm standing in front of Rosie.
No one's helping me.
Is Rory first attacking?
All right. I'm helping Rosie. Then Xavier's attacking both of you.
Yeah, pretty much, because she's right behind me.
Xavier's got me.
Rosie's behind me. And Xavier's in front of me, so he's protecting them. Technically.
I'm putting
and you got two people coming to you. You're fine.
Between Jake and Dawn, Selena does not have a snake now.
Good job, Selena.
So the snake that was attacking, Jake stopped it, and Dawn killed the snake.
Okay. Then the snakes go in five. If you're going five, you can go. If you haven't done so already, you can go.
I wrote AC 12.
That's a miss. Okay. On Rosie. One hit.
Wait, can I block for the snake?
How much shield parry? Okay, so Victor protects Rosie. She does not get hit. Okay. Dan has one snake left. You can try. So your shield parry is equal to one for your shield. And you do not have a magical shield. And you do not get a strength. So he gets minus one to hit. Okay. And he missed.
Yeah.
You have none left.
Not yet.
He's not a child.
He's not a child. I'm 115 years old.
He's an adolescent. A stern. So you still have two on you. Both missed. Ricky, both missed. Dearmood. Dearmood is struck once for 3 points of damage. We'll give it to him when he comes back. Dorkian is up out of reach, however, the snakes can extend and still miss. Okay? And Chiron still has two. Both missed. Klum has one, right? Or two. Still has two. Both missed. Dawn has none now. Xavier has none. Brunson has none. Jake has none.
Oh, wait, I have
right.
It's fine.
Yep. Oh, and Victor. Both missed.
No.
They both missed.
Well, one might have hit, but
I still. I have a potion.
Okay. Now we have initiative under five. Attack.
That's me.
I'll slash your heart again.
So you will have to use a weapon now, most likely.
Shaft.
You still have your electricity. Don't forget, you can use that when they try to attack you.
Wait, don't you have the stakes on you?
Yeah, you don't have any on you.
We're all here,
Jack.
I'm making some food.
Yeah.
But I'm making the food.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I hit four.
Oh, he does D10 plus 3.
Yeah, and together we collapse.
Is there anything for me to take this?
Pan, and then you just see this thing there. And then you see what it is. Oh, it's here. They don't have
that. And they attack every second. Right.
Hey, there's snakes all over the place.
Feel present from them.
How many of these snakes are there?
I think I see more. Yeah. I see more there.
How many snakes are there?
20, maybe 30?
Wait, Rosie has two on her?
Two. Wait, no! Get off of me! Checking you off.
I'm having a lot of fun right now.
Technically, I have three on me then.
No?
Yes? If you have two on you, then I have three on me. Two.
Okay. Xavier finished off your other one, so you have none on.
But I'm. What about her?
She's still got two on her.
So, oh,
I am destroying.
She's surprised.
Not
surprised
too.
And three damage isn't really there.
It's still there.
I'm gonna get you.
Listen, I'm fine. I know you're
not. I'm not saying you're in like, terrible danger. I'm just saying you all have two snakes left.
That's true. We're slacking.
These snakes took up a whole
part. Yeah, come on. You were better than that.
Don't you guys see me talking? I can't.
Please, eat it.
Yeah. Okay. Now we go to surprise segment three. So somebody's done. So you're no longer surprised.
Here I go killing again.
But she's not surprised.
I'm not surprised anymore, yay!
Rosie's not surprised anymore.
Right.
Rosie's not surprised anymore.
She's not surprised anymore.
Yes! Yay!
Now you can help us!
I do be yay! I won't be so easy to hit.
Check you can finally help us
though. Nope. That's not gonna be useful. That's gonna be useful. That's not gonna be useful.
Done,
I think you're fighting with a weapon.
What weapon? It's a pie. No, not one weapon.
Stab. I don't think I'm scared at all.
This is how it's spanned in like 16 seconds.
You can have all the weapons.
This is how it's spanned in like 16 seconds.
12 so far. Alright, so far 12 seconds have passed since you're in the room. Let's be clear.
That's crazy.
Alright.
This is.
Surprise, I'm going to roll initiative.
I'm going to move to help Rosie.
I'm moving to help Rosie too.
Okay, how dare you? I'm Rosie now. Finally. And she's no longer surprised that she's spinning her staff.
The show.
I hit you on my staff.
If you have not rolled initiative, please do so.
Oh, okay.
Serpents will go in too. They're in trouble now.
Initiative.
Nine.
6! I got 6!
Did you? I think we count. That's what happened.
I have 6.
I got 7.
You are better than 2. Roll.
I have a 6.
Oh. Wait, it's dice.
How do I roll to get to someone?
D20.
How do I roll to get to someone?
Roll it back to Dex. Roll it D20.
Except I need 2, right?
Dex. I don't know. I'm rolling that. It's sideways. 5.
You can get somebody
I got
5. Because my deck is 15.
Y'all can't help me anymore. I'm not surprised.
I'm going
to
Xavier is killing more over there.
I'm killing some too.
And I got the longest.
I really can't do anything with my staff.
I don't know. So right here. Okay, and then Toas, I didn't see
wow.
AC negative 9. And then the dagger I hit AC 0.
Are you doing 0 first?
Yeah, sure.
Slightly more effective than normal, I thought.
That's my third time.
boss AC pretty good.
Yes.
Well, I had some strange abilities, but the dagger did.
I
figured it out, I'm sure.
Okay.
I have strange abilities.
I have many, many
strange. I only have one X, and I'm so confused. I have no clue what it is.
Can I wield two daggers?
Yes, Taylor.
I should have made up on.
It happens. So then I took out both.
Dad needs you.
You get a negative if you're dueling.
Do you have high damage?
I rolled to move.
Yeah, so you get like a minus one or two.
What'd you roll into?
I rolled into just six.
You're supposed to roll into attack right now, so you rolled to move. So who are you trying to help? That's a good
dagger.
Okay, so. Okay.
All that work is a lot of work. Okay.
Hit me.
So
I'm next to deer man now.
How many did you kill total? This is 3 numbers.
I'm next to deer man now.
I killed the snake.
Do you want me? Do you want him or do you want her? Okay, so you're talking my master throw? Because you have to do 3-6 attacks.
I killed the snake.
I wasn't. You say he's totaled over the last
three rounds.
Oh, over the last 3 rounds. Okay, so this round you killed 2 more.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3. Haven't attacked yet. Those ones, that's 4.
I've done a total of 12 damage.
This round?
No.
This segment?
This segment.
Yes,
this segment.
So that killed another one.
Yeah. I'm with Dearman.
Okay, that killed another one.
Tell us.
Okay, so that means you have one
that's
left.
That's cool.
Yes,
okay. I killed one, I got one on me.
Mine's is bad.
Okay.
Mine's just flipping it.
So then the stakes go, and
there's not very much likelihood of that amounting to much. Nope, no hit.
All right, so at the end of this surprise segment, there could be people who have less than 2 additional first of all. Anybody have less than 2? So you haven't gone yet. I've rolled a hit twice. Anybody else? Okay. The wall of the room opens as the segment is ending.
Yay!
Okay.
Yes! We can move.
When the wall opens, you see what appears to be about an 18-foot high water elemental. Not a storm elemental. There's no electricity, it's just water.
I'm gonna step back.
It's a mound man with water constantly rolling off the top of it down the side, and he has kind of like arms with no fingers. As the door opens, how'd you do on your rolls?
I hit both over here. I got a 6 and a 12.
So as the door opens, there's only a few water snakes left, and it's even hard to track exactly where they all are. They're mostly in this area. Okay. It all happened very fast, 18 seconds. The door opens, and this guy basically rushes in. He's just in kind of a bubbling voice. He says, "I destroy you!"
I kind of step.
The man comes up, and all 3 palace pages are swept off their feet and fall into the water.
No!
Anybody with a strength under 15 is knocked down.
Wait, my strength is 15.
I'm in the air after the short.
It's not fun.
Dorothy is not.
Hey, I'm not that short.
As he steps in, the force wall goes off. And what happens is, and all of us flow out for a second, and everybody, you do feel a force of pressure, but you are not damaged from it.
He still holds his breath, so I did.
It steps in the room, you see the water on the surface of it push back in a way, and
bump.
Okay. And he goes, "Oh, destroy you!"
No, you won't.
And then he just kind of like falls down in a pile, and it's kind of washes around. The water in the room is like waist deep now. Okay. Oh. The 3 of you are a little bit underwater for a second, so you're wet to the very top.
It sucks!
I'm swimming up.
This is not fun.
The door remains open. The snakes have stopped. The big whoosh of water, the snakes have stopped attacking. What do you do?
I step back.
Who needs healing?
Recovering my guards. Recovering my guards. Okay.
That's a 3 damage.
Roll wisdom at half 3 times.
Dorkin will float towards the children.
Yay.
I will grab Rosie out of here.
We're not children.
All right, Xavier snatches up.
We're not children. We are children.
No,
They are not. They are not.
My D20 did a math equation. You rolled a 3, a 4, and a 7.
Nice. Okay. So you all three.
Okay, let's. Dan, you have 11.
8, 4, 7. 11. Oh, okay, there you go.
Victor sloshes forward toward the room. anyone going with Victor?
Hyron is blowing on.
No, she's not.
We look for high ground. Sorry.
There's no ground. water walls, mist ceiling, rolling floor.
Rose is not in either.
You feel some kind
I'm
of
the only one of the
spongy surface under the water. That's what you're watching.
I'm scared.
What? Xavier sloshes forward.
You hurt?
No.
You're in the turn.
I had free ammo, but yeah. I pick up Selena. I will gladly heal it for you.
And then I just get back and let
everybody forward.
Let's go!
I'm back
and forth. I instantly get back up.
Selena, you're up on your feet.
I'm sure.
Hoist you up by the water.
I'm sitting up. I'm sitting.
Roll a dex check.
What's that? What's a dex check?
Are we moving? Is the monster gone already?
Oh, a d20 equal or
less. Okay, well, I'm going to the camping room with everybody else.
Good. D20.
This one.
Roll that. Equal or less than dex. No problem. Nice.
Ha! I mean, I'm not serious.
So the two of you will be at the rear. Anybody staying with them?
Luke's
staying also. All right, so there's a small group that's clustered around Dan and over Dan. And then a couple of heavy knights and swordsmen. So what you see is you sludge out into this hallway and the water continues to do like this, going from like 6 inches high to 3 inches high. But as you're walking through, it's like slapping against you, pushing you aside, that kind of thing. So you have to be determined as you're pushing forward. If you ever been in a wave pool or water park, it's like that. Things are very unsturdy.
So why is everybody around me?
Because Chiron was healing you, and that meant he was a little bit exposed, you were a little exposed, and people were sick. Anyway, here we go. Okay.
I rock forward.
Dan, after being healed, feels so good, he jumps up and sloshes forward.
Rushing up to...
He doesn't like being helped.
Oh, I did. That's not true. I just don't like crowds. I just don't like crowds. I hurry up and get out of there.
Is why he's asking?
Dude, they crowd around me. My character hates crowds. So,
I think it's Windwalk allows you to take somebody with you, just can't cast it on them without you there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, as you go out, what you see is a wide hall. And again, remember, curtains of water is what there. Ron, will be 20? 15. Okay. You are positive that this is the elemental plane of water, not the heavy plane of storms.
I think there's a problem.
What?
What's wrong?
I have noticed.
I don't think this is the right plane.
What?
I can go.
Yeah, I thought we were going to storm and not water.
Okay. Hallway goes right or left. You look to the left and you see four more creatures like the giant water elemental. Its range is about 100 yards. Ceiling 20 foot high, hallway about 20 foot wide. They're coming in a pack, surging forward. A wave of water is coming before them that is 4 or 5 foot high. And so if that wave gets to you, it'll be a problem. Looking to the right, the way is clear.
How far away are we?
100 yards.
I know not if you're playing your magic, but it seems.
I am running to the right.
Those are my magic. Just stupid here.
It's taking us to Zal is prisoner here. Here.
But it shouldn't take us to wherever his mirror is.
Can we fight about this
later?
Can we just go?
Are we killing
right.
these things or not?
Charlotte says,
I'm running.
And she runs in the opposite direction.
I'm running to the right.
Oh, we're running away?
I'm following Maslina's going.
Mirror to mirror. Is that not correct?
No.
So, I'm just going with the crowd.
Bye.
The mirror opened this time, Dahl did not appear in here.
I can't find
her. So, normally this is designed to take them to, but where, so if his mirror were anywhere on the element of water, this could be right here. We probably haven't touched it. And if he has indeed been captured. So, Planar Lord, Brunson. And
we did that for nothing. Great.
Overall, Zal, the Zalid's high-ranking individual, probably not the Lord of the Dead Plane, but he's probably like the son, as well as on the son of the king of the Dead Plane Storms. The Elemental Plane of Water, the Lord of the Elemental Plane of Water,
is
the
Lord of the Fish.
Some party in the maybe I think they did right now. Somebody in this party may have actually dealt with it in the past. But anyway, all of it would be considered like this is the Lord of the Demiplane of Storms. And this is all one step down. The element of water is like this. You're talking about be like a high-ranking merchant in Olar or the King of Kyoff. Is the difference between the two. So, comparatively, almost a peon, at least here.
It's all big fish and small.
I'm running.
Yes.
Peace out.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay. So you're moving in the opposite direction of the giant water
elephant. Okay.
Yep.
Anybody disagree? Can I stay and fight the giant water elephant?
Yeah, I'm staying.
I don't fight.
Having a strong back is probably not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Chiron hears worth of back.
Chiron hears a little bit, but it stays with the back.
Okay. It was too courageous to retreat, and at the same time, felt drug along. Okay.
It would lead backwards.
Doesn't want to be abandoned in the water.
Okay. It would lead on the right.
Well, okay. So you're just walking down the hallway, being chased by a 5-foot wall of water. It's running along about 20 to 30 feet behind you.
Oh, the
water coming out of the side mist is continuing overhead.
Right.
Okay. You reach a 4x4 cross intersection. Basically, turn right, left, or go straight. And at that, as you reach that intersection, who is in the lead? Who is the lead person at the intersection? You're
going right.
And Xavier?
Yeah.
Okay. So the two of you reach the intersection. You look right, left, straight in every direction. You see at least two of the large water elemental creatures coming at you.
Oh, okay.
Right behind us.
I really think we have a choice.
Or like mix up the
don't have a
Jake.
Well, Jake, pick a hole in. Or hold straight.
Yes, sir.
I want to have the lightning bolt wand out. Okay.
Xavier, hold left. I'm going to hold right.
I draw my sword.
So we're moving into the four-way intersection and creating a four-wide front. We're going to fight back to back.
Yes. I draw my sword.
You probably need to get
you already
one
hallway and
try to
can I go in the middle?
Yeah, just a little.
Can I be in the middle?
I'm getting behind whoever I feel like it.
You can get behind me.
Just getting behind whoever I feel like.
Oh, yeah. How big is always?
Yes.
20 by 20.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
sir. How much?
Not 100% sure about breathing lightning down here. Just be aware of that.
I don't think lightning would be a good idea.
Actually, your name? Bobby.
So, you want to
you want to go like around the corner and then set up. So you'll have two there and you'll have eight the other way.
The 35th Annual Low Moon Retreat continues next as the party deals with water elementals on the elemental plane of water.